This is Sean with Voices of SAE. I'm speaking with LZ, but better known now as Laura Roberts because she got married, and she was our sweetheart when I was starting my voyage into the world of SAE. Laura, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great. It's a beautiful snowy day in Ohio.
All right, so your full name is Laura, and previous last name Zimmerman, now last name Roberts.
Correct.
I met you as LZ, and
yes.
I kind of want to get this out of the way. The purpose, the bigger picture, is alumni being able to hear what they're doing now and also hear some stories from back in the day, and alumni hearing from the active's perspective what they've accomplished leading up to where they're at and their future goals, and some stories, and this being a fundraiser. So what do you think of the concept first, Laura?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I miss the house. I miss all that is part of the house. I miss my pear tree. And I think it's a great way to link us back together. Some of us are on social media. Some of us are not. Some of us don't communicate on social media. We don't know we're there. So I think this is a cool way to link us together and catch up and maybe make us feel great about coming back to the next homecoming and rallying around the house.
That's right. All right. So don't mean to do this, but what year were you born in what city?
I was born in April of 1972, and I was born in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Ooh.
Yes, my mother met my father when she was in Colorado. He was in the Air Force, and they got married out there and had three of us there, and then we loaded up the wagon and headed to Ohio, where my mom was from, and had my youngest sister in Ohio, and that's where I grew up.
So high school.
Vermilion High School. It's up on the northern shore of Ohio, just about an hour and some minutes west of Cleveland and about a half hour east of Cedar Point.
How'd you choose and why Ball State?
Well, I wanted to fly away, go someplace bigger. Vermilion is a small city, very conservative. So I wanted to, at that time, I wanted to explore more. I actually wanted to get back to New Mexico. So it was a choice between New Mexico State and Ball State. Being an out-of-state student to a single mother, financial aid was the deciding factor, and Ball State is fabulous in many ways, and they got right back to us, and it was just a better fit. That way she could come see me or help me if I needed her a little bit more easily.
Okay, so
closer to home.
So high school, sports, clubs, activities, what things did you get involved with?
I was in volleyball, basketball, track, and then and music. And then I had to make some choices, so I stuck with volleyball and track, and I stayed in choir and was in show choir. Sound Stations is the name of the group. And clubs, student government, I was in probably more than I remember, different committees here and there throughout the school. I stayed out of trouble and stayed very busy. At one point when I left basketball, I then volunteered to help the men's, the boys' basketball team with their stats and all of those things.
Did you volunteer with any other groups in the community?
We were busy at church, and we actually led a peace, kind of a peace project, and we helped install peace poles, they were called, at different locations, one of them at the high school, one of them at our church, and just to encourage, kind of broaden our minds to the world, and not just our little spot in Ohio. I played softball in the summers as well, starting in elementary school. So I stayed pretty busy in those things. And then just those organizations, you know, the car washes, selling magazines, you know, different things to raise money for the school and whatnot.
Okay. So Ball State, did you have an idea what your major was going to be going in?
When I went there, I was looking at international business. I really loved Spanish, and we had a fantastic Spanish teacher. He set up different things for us to learn, different ways we could use the language, not just as a teacher. So Ball State had an international business program, I believe, that was just starting or about to start, and very, very new. And so I said, I'll go there for that. My mom was happy because Ball State also has an excellent school of education, and she had at the time coworkers who had gone there, gotten a master's degree through there, as well as Bowling Green was the other competitor. But so I changed my major. I met someone in my sorority, one of my sorority sisters. I really enjoyed the program she was in, and we felt it was a better fit for me. So I switched. I hadn't started my program technically. It was just the general ed classes. So I switched over to exercise science and wellness with a minor in Spanish.
Okay. So for the sorority, what sorority was it?
Alpha Chi Omega.
And what was it about those girls that drew you in?
There was a lot of leadership there. There were a couple of them that were involved in the student orientation program, and I knew that when I went on my first tour of Ball State as a senior in high school, I wanted to do that. I wanted to be involved on campus every way I could, and so I really liked how they were down to earth, but yet classy, but yet a lot of fun. Books first. And then you play later, work smart, not hard. And so really there were a couple of them that were close, you know, and Alpha Chi I just kept nudging a little bit further, pushing them up further on my list.
Who was your big sis?
My big sis, oh, Marcy Barnhart.
Marcy. All right.
She was my mom.
She was your
She was my
mom.
mom. We had
Okay.
moms,
We had
yeah.
sisses. You guys had moms. That's right.
Yeah,
My
yeah. And we had big brothers too. Oh,
was Susie Hartzell
Audra Hartzell, yeah.
and also
That's
Molly
right.
Gustin was my littles, both Alpha Chi.
Yes.
All right, so what was your first moment connection? Who was it? The first SAE?
Oh, you're making my brain hurt.
I know.
So when I worked in dining service, which was, I really suggest that. I know it's weird, and I'm sure it's a lot different system now, especially with the pandemic and all of that. But that, for someone being an out-of-state student, I knew one person on campus, and so that started my network. So it was kind of, I believe it was a group of them. It was Shep Citizen, Al Kraft, Todd Crosby, a little bit of Dan Howard.
Okay.
I feel like I'm missing one. Poland, Chris Poland.
All right. So
And then a little bit of Burhan floated in there and all of that.
I'll put a burr head. So as you, and this was what year that you
My
started?
freshman year,
Which was what year?
1990.
90. Okay. So when I met you, you were already junior, senior at that point. Senior.
Junior. Yeah, my
Junior.
third, you senior-ish, yeah.
Okay, so as you started to hang out more with the guys, how did the whole transition from thinking these are just fun guys to, oh my God, I might become sweetheart or whatever? How did that
I
flow?
was blindsided by the sweetheart thing. That wasn't even in my verbiage. It wasn't in my lingo. I felt a strong connection. I was not dating any of them. Another recommendation, just go in there, cool. I dated later, somebody later on. So the boys that I mentioned, the men that I mentioned, they. Because of them, it got me to the house on the weekends more and a little bit during the week. And then I just, they sort of, I can't remember exactly if they kind of told me nonchalantly under the radar, off the radar, like, don't tell anybody that you know, but you've been nominated. I was like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? I was very naive and modest. I would never have expected that as an opportunity. I just, really truly enjoyed them. They reminded me of my brother and his friends, and just really cool guys. I felt safe there. So I don't know. It just kind of took off from there.
So
They could probably tell you more.
how would you kind of describe their personalities and differences, and what if you were going to kind of pick some people out that this person's kind of the brain, this is the funny guy, this is the sporter, like describe them and then point out a few that just kind of stick out in your mind that that's kind of their character.
Oh my gosh, that's a tough question.
I know.
Okay, so for funny, there were a couple I'd lump together. Definitely Brian Johnson, Jeff McConnell. Sporty was, Slav, Ryan. And we had also funny and sporty. We had, Joe Schmidt, very smart, obviously, and funny, very serious about his studies, though. And other smart guys were the guys I mentioned who I first met. They were always studying and going places to go do extra studies and things like that.
Do you think
You yourself were very funny as well. You came in, you were the younger crew, so your pledge class was a lot of fun, too.
me, Boedeker, and Corey, I remember when we first
Yes,
met you,
Boedeker,
thought you
Corey.
guys were you were great. So, true gentlemen, do you think they were and they are? The true gen
Yes,
yes.
I believe so. And here, can I tell you why? So they knew how to have fun, but they also knew when duty called too. Like for example, my fourth year on campus, my senior-ish, I call it year, I stayed an extra semester to do an externship. But my grandmother passed away that year in December, and I didn't have a car in college. I had my bike, and I have a funny story about my bike where I tagged Brian Johnson too, and I want you to keep me on track with that one. But they were serious because my grandma passed away. I needed to get home for her funeral. My mom wasn't able to come get me, and guess what was on its way? A huge snowstorm. So Brian and Chad McCauley stepped up. I didn't even ask anybody. Like I didn't even talk about this with you guys. Like I think it just through the network got there. I'm getting a little emotional. They were willing to drive me to my grandma's funeral.
That's sweet.
My mom called us off. She said, no, it's not safe. If you know how Brian Johnson drives or drove back then, perhaps you would agree that maybe it wasn't a good idea in his Honda Accord to go in a snowstorm. But they brought me over roses and visited me and all of that.
Okay, that's beautiful. So let's take it to the water bowl in the Y store and maybe the Y store in the house. Do you remember those moments?
Well, there's my son though, so he's gonna get in a car,
That's
so we're
fine.
gonna have to like pick back up.
Okay, well,
I remember,
hold on.
yeah.
I'll just pause it. So you got your son coming in the car.
Yes, just picked him up.
We're gonna end up having another segment. Just we'll hit you back. We're gonna close this out, and there'll be segment two with Laura.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.